President, thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Distinguished delegates, the delegation of the Republic of Serbia would like to use this opportunity to express our pleasure at participating in the work of the 21st MSP and to extend our sincere appreciation and gratitude to Germany for their skillful presidency of the 21st MSP, as well as to congratulate the Kingdom of Cambodia on their upcoming presidency of the 5th Review Conference. We thank the Implementation Support Unit, the UN Secretariat, and other stakeholders for the excellent work they have conducted in preparations for this meeting. Serbia is strongly committed to the full implementation of its obligations from the AP Mine Ban Convention, which is shown by the fact that AP mines are no longer produced in Serbia and the stockpiled AP mines have been destroyed. We thank you for this opportunity to provide an update on Serbia's actions to implement clearance of the mined areas under its jurisdiction. Serbia's deadline for fulfillment of its obligations under Article 5 of the Convention is the 31st December 2024. As of November 2023, in Serbia, the area suspected to contain groups of anti-personnel mines totals 390,300 square meters in the municipality of Bujanovac, plus newly discovered mine suspected areas in this municipality. Serbian Mine Action Center has developed three technical survey projects for the area totaling 390,300 square meters, as well as an non-technical survey project for the newly discovered contaminated area in the Bujanovac municipality, and submitted these projects to ITF Enhancing Human Security and transferred the funds that the Serbian government allocated for 2023 demining operations in these municipalities in order for ITF to match these funds with available donor funds, the US and the Republic of Korea, so that these projects can be implemented. Tender procedure for the selection of a contractor for one technical survey project has been completed, and the contractor selected, field operations are expected to start soon. Regarding non-technical survey project for which a contractor has been selected and which was expected to commence, due to certain security concerns, relevant Serbian authorities estimated that the commencement of the field operations should be delayed. Until this non-survey project is completed, a clear picture of the contamination and an updated work plan for the remaining mined area is pending. The clearance poses a unique challenge, which comprises the following: unregistered mine contaminated areas. Namely, the remaining areas contaminated by mines do not have registers and have not been planted in specific patterns, which aggravates demining efforts, namely survey results are subject to alterations. Newly discovered mine suspected areas in Bujanovac, assessment and survey of these areas have not been yet conducted. Climatic conditions and contamination other than mines. Given the above, the Republic of Serbia expresses strong concerns that it would not be in a position to fulfill its Article 5 obligations by December 31, 2024. Namely, Serbia would have to submit new extension requests by latest 2024. On another note, we would like to take this opportunity to highlight the following achievements. Based on the conclusion of the government of the Republic of Serbia, the Ministry of Defense handed over to the Serbian Mine Action Center former military complex. This complex is located in Belgrade and consists of 16 buildings on an area of 3 hectares. It is planned that the former military complex with classrooms and premises, as well as training grounds within the complex, among other things, will be used for organizing and conducting EOD training in accordance with IMAS standards. Also, the existing buildings and training grounds within the complex provide the opportunity to work on the development and testing of new technologies and innovations in mine action. SMAC is continuing its work on implementation of IMSMA core and establishment of a centralized database aimed at improving data quality, accessibility and sharing at SMAC and with external stakeholders, as well as bringing informed decisions when it comes to prioritization and planning of activities. SMAC is also engaged in the development of national standards together with the expert from the Norwegian People's Aid. Representatives of SMAC participated at the third global conference on the assistance to victims of AP mines and other explosive ordnance in a disability rights context that took place in Phnom Penh, Cambodia in October 2023, as well as the GICHD Innovation Conference last week in Geneva, presenting integrated navigation system for inspection of minefields, which is based on combination robotics, unmanned aerial vehicle, integrated sensor system, which can contribute to organizations improving the efficiency of their operations while minimizing the risk to personnel. In conclusion, Serbia remains fully committed to the full and effective implementation of its Article 5 obligations in order to primarily provide safety to all its citizens, women, children, and men, and contributing in the best possible way to the goal we all strive for together, a mine-free world. Thank you very much for your attention.